Pretty excited for the first time. My boy in 2017, I speak of the one and only Leadfoot, Rory Laird. G'day, Leadfoot, how are you?
Oh, no.
How you going, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Mate, nice to see it's other footballing types in the news for going too fast than my boy, so that is good. You've learnt your lesson, clearly.
Yeah, no, it's good to actually have a run around for once. So we're obviously didn't have a win, but it was nice to be out there and actually, instead of just running around the oval, so having a kick against someone else, which is always good.
Did you get a sneaky little look through the midfield there the other night, mate? Just a little bit of time to get a little taste test?
Yeah, so we sort of tried that a bit through the summer, and they,
Bikey
and Camper actually chucked me in there for a couple of centre bounces, which was nice. So, yeah, good to get that exposure up there and actually out of the back half a bit, which is good.
Lady, a few positives out of your first hit out on Friday night against Richmond. Andy Alton's good to see him back. He looks a lot leaner, looked healthy and gave you a lot of drive. Curtly Hampton, I like this young man.
Rush hour.
He's going to be one of ours, but there's some good signs there. I don't mind Miller, who was very handy, and Charlie Cameron looked okay. So there's a lot of upside at the minute.
Yeah, there's a lot of new faces, as you said, that have sort of come through the side. And, so Andy played down back with us and, looked really good off of actually full summer with no injuries. And I can say the same with the other ones you mentioned, actually. Curtly Hampton's come in injury-free and Wayne Malera had a bit of a setback, but he's just he's a real smooth mover out of the midfield. So, it's really good to see those guys come in and actually have an impact on the game. And it just shows what you can do when you actually have a full summer of training and your body's feeling good.
Letty, the other positive had to be Harrison Wigg, who found some really good footy and looked right at home in that sort of company at the moment.
Yeah, so he slotted in for the midfield and down back and had a little bit of exposure in the past couple of years at NAB Cup level and was really close last year to playing. So he didn't look out of place at all. He found the ball really well and he's got a really good left foot. So I think as he plays a few more games, he'll sort of settle down with his kicking and it'd be really damaging off the halfback flank.
How were the Red Barons after the game? Because if Wiggy were to get in, he would give them another percentage of the vote, for want of a better
term.
And the
big Sauce got hurt too with the hand and the back too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Saucy was sort of a bit knocked up through the game, and I think he said in the first contest he went up, he came down and someone stood right in his hand with a sprig.
Oh,
so it's not the first way you want to sort of go out and have a hit. You sort of
what
cut
more
your
does
hand
he
up,
want, Lady? We've already got rid of the third man up, so we made it easy for him. He's still getting bloody hurt.
Come on, Sauce.
Yeah, jeez. We might have to just give Sauce a one out with no opponent on the other side, and he might not complain. Nah, he'll be fine though. All just right. Sort of bit banged up, so nothing major, which is good.
Mate, what did Don like and dislike? What was the positives and maybe a couple of negatives and things to work on that came out of the first real hit out?
So I think some of our ball movement when we actually got it off was really good and with a pretty even contribution. So we sort of thought in the first half of mids was really good. We dropped off a bit late, but I think it was more in terms of a room for improvement. It was probably our skills. I think we were a bit rusty and turn the ball over in parts of the ground that you don't really want to turn it over because it goes straight back over your head. So I think that's probably the main bit we're looking forward to improve on, and I think that will come with a few more games under the belt.
And, Leedy, obviously, you just want to get a couple of trials before you get to round one, which will be a very important game for the footy club. Off-field, how are you tracking, mate? Mm. We haven't spoken to you since last year. And, look, obviously, Louis, you're his love child. So how are things going? We haven't been invited to any of the weddings over the summer. Right. Fags dumped us. Sloan Dog.
Sauce.
Oh. So how are you tracking?
No, I'm going all right, yeah. So when that does come around for me, I'm sure Lou will be first on the invite list, maybe best man, second best man kind of thing, but probably not for a while, I don't reckon.
That's all right.
No, I'm
focus right. on your footy.
Yeah, exactly right. So I had a full summer and no injuries and going all right at the moment. So off-field's going well. So,
good boy.
No
still got the Toyota, you haven't upgraded?
No, mate, of course not. Don't go away.
Just checking.
It's flying along beautifully too, by the way. Beautiful car.
Cruise control.
You are aware that as a corporate partner now, Lady, we have access to all areas, Jars and I.
Yep.
So we'll probably be coming down soon and, you know,
uh-oh.
Tell the boys that skeletons in the closets, get ready, because here we come.
So you boys have gone up a bit, have you, in terms of the partnership?
Yep. We went to gold tier, mate. Gold tier.
Good luck to everyone else.
Yeah. Be ready for us, champ.
Oh, nice.
Get ready for it.
Good lad.
That was good.
No, we love it, mate. Well, looks like you're tracking beautifully to where you left off. It was a good start for you personally. Boys will only get better. Just one thing. I don't know whether you got it, whether you can do it for us. Troy Menzel, if he's just having a rest, maybe on the rub down table or whatever. Can you just get yourself a pair of your finest sewing scissors? Your really good ones that can cut real clean. Just lift up that little man bum while he's down there getting the hammies worked on and just go snip, take it off. Because I reckon he'll play better footy when he loses it.
It's got to go.
not a fan of it, are you?
No.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's pretty luscious, actually.
Oh, luscious.
Nice in the breeze. And, I might try it out, actually.
Don't you dare, Lou.
You'd be very careful, Lou. You'd be very careful. I can have you assigned to the state league for an entire year if you keep up this crap under our new agreement.
Or local footy.
I've got your partner now, so
I tell you what, Lady. I kid you not, Lady. I can get you a hairpiece that's a clip-on.
I'll keep it as it is.
Tell you what we'll do, Lady. We'll send down 35 other hair pieces so everybody can look like him and you can realise how silly he looks.
I'll try it on.
Good boys. I'll pass on our best, mate.
See
enjoy.
Champ.
We'll pass it on. Thanks, boys.
There he is, the Adelaide Crows star, Rory Laird.
Thanks, Lady. Well done, champ.